In Dakar, a school exchange program attempts to break the stigma associated with mental deficiencies by bridging the gap between regular and special needs students. Amanda Fortse reports from Dakar on the challenges they face and the benefits they hope to offer. Begin text.
On parle de...
Papa.
Qu'est-ce qu'il fait? Est-ce que c'est un maître comme moi? Qu'est-ce qu'il fait? Quelle est sa profession?
It's Thursday morning at Hali Bourla, an elementary school in a low-income neighborhood of Dakar. Some 50 or so young boys and girls sit cramped on small wooden benches, scribbling adjectives on mini chalkboards. The teacher calls on a tall boy from the back of the class to come up to the board. Babacar Fall breaks out into a huge smile and leaps up over his classmates, many of them half his age, and strides to the front of the room. Babacar is 18 years old and a student from the Aminata Mbai Center, one of five schools for intellectually deficient children in Dakar. Twice a week, he, along with eight of his classmates and his teacher, spend 2 hours at Hali Bourla. They come here to learn as part of an exchange program between the two schools, one that helps students with intellectual deficiencies integrate into regular classes. It began nearly 4 years ago after the director at the Aminata Mbai Center, Claude Saw, saw a need to address an issue few were willing to openly talk about in Senegal.
Par exemple, rien que dans la région du Cap-Vert ici, de Dakar, mais on ne sait pas.
Sar says they have no idea how many children there are with mental deficiencies in Dakar and the surrounding area. Most parents keep their children at home and refuse to bring them to the hospitals to be checked. These parents might know there's something wrong with their child, but they're often worried about how they will be treated in public and what effect this will have on their development. Sar says that a specialized school like Aminata Mbai shouldn't even exist. If a child lives in a family where everyone is normal, there is no reason to take this child and put them into a school where everyone is not normal. The problem is that the community, teachers, and students are not necessarily prepared to receive them. The practice of mainstreaming or mixing special needs students into regular classes can be controversial. Opponents often argue that special needs students require special care, monopolize the teacher's time, and slow the learning process for the so-called normal kids. When the mainstreaming program first began between Aminata Mbai and Hali Bourla, there were some initial problems to work out. Maxim Correa is a teacher at the Aminata Mbai Center who also gives lessons every second week at Hali Bourla. Correa was not trained specifically to teach intellectually deficient children and explains how he has had to adapt his teaching style and method to suit the needs of all the students.
Avec mes enfants, il y a des, comme ils ont ce qu'on appelle la déficience, ils sont malades.
Correa says that his own students have sporadic whims, which means he needs to know how to negotiate with them and to find more creative ways of getting them to follow a lesson. He may encourage them by promising a field trip or a chance to listen to music, something fun to incite them to learn. Correa says it requires a lot of patience and perseverance on his part, because he often has to teach the same lesson 3 times to his students and needs to vary it every time. The range in age of students from Aminata Mbai who have been involved in this exchange program is anywhere between 14 to 34 years old. When they come into regular classrooms, where the average age can be as young as 10, this can initially be quite frustrating for the older students.
L'inconvénient de mes élèves, c'est qu'ils disent qu'ils sont beaucoup plus âgés par rapport aux autres élèves. C'est ça la difficulté.
Correa says in the beginning, his students found it difficult to be with kids so much younger than them, but that now this is less of an issue because they know each other and don't necessarily see the age factor. But Correa says he still needs to make special effort to include the special needs kids because a majority is reticent by their very nature. Ismaila Keita is a teacher trainer and educational consultant who makes regular visits to Hali Bourla to monitor the classes. He's been involved in Dakar's school system for over 40 years.
Ils ne font que retarder les choses.
Keita says if you do not mix the kids from Aminata Mbai, it just slows their development and makes the division between so-called regular and deficient children even greater. It's like when you're sick and you lock yourself in your room without seeing a doctor or getting help. You'll never improve. We have to teach kids to come together rather than separating them. Keita says that in Senegal, there are many kids who start school late for all sorts of reasons. So it's not uncommon for older kids to be placed with younger kids in classrooms. Although in some cases the older students get very frustrated and end up leaving, this is now happening a lot less. Keita says they're trying to get the kids to understand that school is actually an ongoing learning process, and neither age nor intellectual ability should restrict who can be involved. On the drive back to the Aminata Mbaye Center, Babacar climbs to the back of the bus. He says he's had a good morning. They're wise kids, he says with a smile. Amanda Fortier for VOA News, Dakar.
On parle de
Papa.
Qu'est-ce qu'il fait? Est-ce que c'est un mec comme moi? Qu'est-ce qu'il fait? Quelle est sa profession? Qu'est-ce qu'il fait? Oui, d'abord. Oui, toi, la fille, c'est comment?
Mariam Ba.
Allez, Papa. Qu'est-ce qu'il fait? Et bien les autres, laissez, allez, Papa, c'est bien pour lui. Dépêche-toi.
Par exemple, rien que dans la région du Cap-Vert ici, de Dakar. Mais on ne sait pas le nombre d'enfants déficients intellectuels. Or, il y a beaucoup d'enfants déficients intellectuels. On ne les connaît pas. Parce que pour les connaître, il faudrait qu'ils s'approchent, qu'ils viennent dans les hôpitaux. S'ils viennent dans les hôpitaux, on les enregistre.
Avec mes enfants, il y a comme ils ont ce qu'on appelle la déficience, ils sont malades, ils ont des caprices. Il faut savoir négocier avec eux.
L'inconvénient de mes élèves, c'est qu'ils disent qu'ils sont beaucoup plus âgés par rapport aux autres élèves. C'est ça la difficulté. Mais tout se passe bien dans l'apprentissage scolaire.
Ils ne font que retarder les chances. Ils ne font que retarder les chances et aggraver la situation. Aggraver l'écart naturel qu'il y a entre les enfants. Il faut plutôt lutter contre ça. Il faut presque imposer ça. Quand tu as une maladie.
Oui, ça s'est bien passé. Sauvage.